views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another wonderful Thursday of Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. That's me. How are you, everyone? It's good to be back. And Artie will be here very shortly. And I know that we've just had a really fun weekend. We've had our wonderful St. Valentine's Day, and I'd like to hear from everybody, how it turned out. I know that it was pretty snowy over here in New Jersey, and my husband and I had gone out for dinner with a few of our friends. And on the way home, and it really wasn't even that late, it was about 12:30, and the snow was blizzarding, and we couldn't even see in front of us. We had to go on the turnpike, and it was very, very, very bad weather. And as we were listening to the radio, they said, well, if you don't have to travel tonight, please don't. And we were in the thick of it. It was so funny. But we got home very safely, and everything was great. And we had a great, great time, and I hope every one of you had a great time for Valentine's Day. And we have a great topic today. And I know this topic is going to hit a lot of hearts because, you know, in our lives, we have to do things sometimes that we don't really want to do, but we do anyway. And how do we do it? Is it a labor of love or is it just a labor? Think about that. Before we get started, I'd like to give everybody our station number so that you can call us in and we can give you a little free mini reading. The number is 800-930-2819. And we'd like to hear from you, and we'd like to give you a little free mini reading. And I know we have a couple of people waiting, but just before we start, I'd like to again, say thank you to everybody for listening to us each week, and we really appreciate it, and we really love it. We love getting your views on things. We love hearing from you, and we really love giving you readings over the phone. You know, it's really a lot of fun. Okay, so Artie should be here soon, and in the interim, I have Kim from Cleveland, Ohio, on line one. Bri, are you there?
Yep, and she's right on the line. You're on the air. Go ahead, Kim.
Hi, Kim.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well, sweetheart. How are you?
Well, I'm still single, and it's been another Valentine's Day.
Aw.
So I was wondering where my future husband-to-be is.
Where is he? Well, I know I'm feeling from my angels right now that you're a very loving person. But on the other hand, you're a little bit critical as to who is good for you and who's not. And that's a good thing. That's a very good thing, but don't let it overtake you. Sometimes we have to overlook how a man dresses so much and really get to know his heart and his soul and what he's all about, rather than look at his physical appearance and make your judgment for that. So I hope you're going to keep that in mind. But I do see things coming up and changing for you in the spring. So I'm really excited for you about that. I see that you need to get out a little bit, and you need to get to different places that you've been going. You need to find better locations for you to go out to. Do you go out at all?
Not so much.
Yeah. Well, one of those reasons that you're not meeting somebody is you're not going out. You need to get out there and you need to find where your niche is and you have to, you know, look. If you're the kind of person who doesn't like to go out, there's always internet sites where you can be very, very, choosy. You can critique and you could maybe pick somebody who you would really like to be with, you know? But I do see everything changing for you by the spring. I think you're going to be very, very surprised. I think you're going to meet somebody by spring, and you're going to hit it off very well. All right?
Well, that's great. Yeah,
is there anything else you'd like to know?
I just kept seeing this promotion coming.
Pardon me?
Job. Is there a promotion coming at my job for me?
Just give me 1 second. Let me just think about that. Let me ask the angel.
Okay.
You know what I'm getting, Kim? I'm getting that there's going to be somewhere where you need to show somebody that you're applying yourself. Something's going to happen within your job where you're going to have to make a choice whether you want to do something or not. And if you do that something, I feel that you are going to be promoted. But if you give them grief and if you say, nah, I don't want to do it, it interferes, I don't think that they're going to look at you. All right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope I've answered some of your questions today.
Yes, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. And thank you so much for calling. Okay, that was Kim from Cleveland. Well, Artie, he just walked into the studio. How are you, sweetheart?
Hello, darling. How are
Good.
You?
How are you?
I'm so happy to be here all the way out in cold New Jersey, Alaska, New Jersey.
I know. It's bitterly cold out here, guys. Bitterly cold.
I can't believe it.
It is. It's like minus 14.
Is it really?
Well, the wind chill.
Yeah. Yeah, no. But you want to know something? This Boston area got record-breaking snowfalls. They have like up to 7 feet or 7 or 8 feet.
Really?
This year. Yeah, they never had that much snow. That is too freezing for me. Too much. I like a good snowman.
But this is ridiculous.
But not a whole village worth.
I hear you. Yes.
So how was your week?
My week was terrific.
Really?
Yes,
I had actually a very good week myself. Yeah. Yes, I did.
It was terrific. I enjoyed my week. I had it started off with Valentine's Day, as I was telling our audience. And Valentine's Day night was a blizzard.
And metaphorically or literally?
No. Both. Both, actually. And we came home around 12:30, 1 o'clock.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Wasn't that late. And we were in the heart of the blizzard on the turnpike. You could not see the lines. You couldn't see 2 feet in front of you.
Wow.
It was absolutely treacherous.
Where were you coming from?
Staten Island.
Oh, wow.
It was treacherous.
Yeah, I'm trying to think when we were coming back. Yeah, just you want to know some charity, and I lucked out because we were just coming back from McClune's in Long Branch.
Yeah.
And places absolutely beautiful, right on the beach, and indoors though.
That's
and
helpful.
And yeah, it was a fun time. It was it really was. It was pleasant. But by the time we got back, and there was like a 3-car accident. We had to pick up her daughter from work, and we were supposed to pick her up at 11. We didn't get there till 12, and like the snow was really pounding, and we had to take a totally, you know, divert the traffic to go in a different direction. I'm the type of person, like if there's a traffic going on, I will back up on the road. I will go on the shoulder. I will back up a mile if I have to get off the exit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm the fellow who will cross the median, will break all the rules just so I don't have to sit in traffic. It's one of my pet peeves. It really is. So long as I'm not in a hurry to be anyplace, then you know what? I could give all two craps.
Yeah.
But when we have to be someplace and our daughter was waiting and the owner was waiting for us
you're
to get there.
Pressure.
Yeah, it's like, you know, so it's like I'll go way out of my way to drive just so long as the traffic is moving.
Yeah.
But to sit there, you don't know how long it's going to be. But it was a 3-car accident right off the off ramp where we had to be. And it just happened. You know, it's not like, you know, the traffic just started backing up and backing up and backing up behind us. And I said, you know what? Screw this. You know?
Yes.
So we did what we had to do. We did what we had to do. We had a very, very nice day. And then as soon as evening, and then as soon as I got home, you know, I started shoveling because I didn't want the buildup. I'm the type of person who likes to like shovel a little at a time and shovel rather than one shot, you know, all in one shot, you know?
Yes.
So, but it turned out that it, where we were in Hillsboro, which is near Princeton, it really didn't snow that much. So like the next morning, it was such a light, light dusting.
Yeah.
Like I could just leave like and to do my thing early in the morning. So, but, oh, that's a nice
thank you.
Little, what is that, dream catcher there? Or
what,
is that
this?
Yeah, what is it?
Actually, this is a medallion that I had made. In fact,
you made it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
I'm an expert beater, yes.
Wow.
Yes.
That's great.
There's so many things you don't know about me.
I know.
Yeah.
But I do know we have to go for a commercial break.
Cool.
All right. All right, everybody, stick around, and we're going to talk about love or labor or both or whatever. We'll figure it all out.
Is it really a labor of love, or is it just a labor?
That's right. All right, everyone, stick around. We'll be right back right after this commercial break. On the blind side and down the back ways, the roots of sadness grow. When you can't get what you need, you feel like taking a toss to it all. Make a better man. You can feel the darkness rise. Sometimes you don't know what you're fighting for. You don't know who it is you despise. I am the hallelujah man. Break all the rules. I'm the king of fools. I'm the renegade in this great town. I'll do what I think to bring a color man.
Join the Pacific Northwest EFT Tappers at the 5th Annual Tappers Gathering, March 14th at Bastyr University, and have a chance to meet EFT founder Gary Craig. This event raises money for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. Bring your cards and information for a full day of networking and inspiration. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com. Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's T-H-E-D-R-PatShow.com for listening times in your area.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. How are you?
Hello, all you beautiful peoples. All of you beautiful people. We mean all of you.
And we ain't leaving nobody out.
That's right. We mean every – we just unturned the last stone. We're talking about you, baby.
Hey, listen, Artie, what's your phone number in case the audience would like a private reading or an Artie party?
Right. If they want an Artie party, you want an Artie Sky party, just give us a call at 877-ANGEL – what is it? Angel 02. I went on a brain fart. Oh, my God.
Artie has left the building.
That's right. I also have a YouTube on my website, artiehoffman.com. So check it out.
Oh, it's fantastic, guys. You have to see his YouTube. Oh, my God. I was so proud.
Oh, wait. When April something, you're doing a convention.
Oh, yes. I'm going to be doing the Mind, Body, Spirit Expo on April 12th through, I think it's 14th. Because it's a 3-day, it's over the weekend. It's, yeah. I think it's 11, 12, 13, or it's 12, 13, 14. I'm not quite sure.
But it's
it's that weekend.
And you're also speaking.
Yes, I'm going to be lecturing on Sunday.
Don't lecture me.
I'll be lecturing at 1 o'clock on Sunday.
And what's it about?
Yeah, well, the lecture is going to be about a few little things. One is how you can recognize that your spirits are speaking with you. And two, I'm going to do something about self-healing with Reiki, self-Reiki.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Instead, like, you know, when you have a little headache, you have a little tummy ache, you really don't want to, you feel like you don't want to take medication, you want to help yourself, you don't know how. Mm-hmm. So this is going to be something where I can show you a few techniques where you can self-help instead of taking medication, which I'm always for that.
I'll be there.
Good.
I am. I'm going to watch you.
Oh my gosh! Yeah. I'm under pressure.
I'm going to be in. I'm going to be in the audience. I'm going to be watching
you. I'm sure you will.
Yeah, I'll be rooting you on. Yeah, good. No, I know you're going to do great. You're going to be doing really good.
Well, I like to talk. You know that.
Yeah. You just have to remember you only have one.
Shut up.
You only have to. You only have one day to speak. You don't have. You only have 1 hour to speak. Did I say one day? I meant 1 hour.
But your angel said it right. One day. Yes. So it's going to be fun, and we'll be there for the 3 days. We'll be doing readings. And I will be selling some of my handmade jewelry as well.
Oh, wow.
My beautiful beadwork, actually. I have to fix that.
That's very nice.
Thank you. Thank you. And it's all authentic, all native made. So I want you guys to come see it. You're going to love it. And it's moderately priced. So I'm not a killer.
So do you have in your mind how you're going to display your booth?
Yes, I do, actually. Yes.
Cool. What colors are we going for, darling?
Well, I'm going to try to go for a purple table.
Okay.
And then I have a barrage of electronic white candles. This way there's no issue with flame.
Right.
And then I have boxes where I place my jewelry in. They're glass boxes. And I will place them in order of money, let's say a $20 pair or $15. They'll all be together in one glass box.
Oh, good.
And I'll have several different boxes, so you have a range to choose from.
Great.
And that'll be standing up on like plate holders so that you can just go over, you can look at them, and you don't have to even touch them if you don't want to. And I'll have somebody sitting in front and maybe a picture that I've painted, or I don't know what I'm going to quite do yet for the background. Because
you want to know something, you also learn as you go. So being that this is your first one you're doing on your own, you literally, you know, I learned as I went, you know, and let me tell you something, the first time I did it, I was like very shy, like in my presentation, like the information was good and my booth was okay, but it was not, you know, as I'm looking at all the other booths, I felt like, you know, a garage sale, Sanford and Son type of situation, the way I was decorating myself. And, you know, and I just learned as I went along and I got better and better at it. And now it's just,
I'm not really sure what I want to put in the background. I actually need something that's bold. But this expo is costing me a fortune to get into. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to lay back and I'm just going to wait. Maybe I'll just put up my big picture, the studio picture.
Okay.
Remember the two studio pictures?
Yeah, it's great. It's an excellent picture of you. I love that picture
Thank
of you.
You.
Yeah, you look really good. You look really good. You know, I don't even know how to say it. Seriously, when I look at it, it's not like I'm looking at it like, wow, that's a sexy picture. And I'm not saying that's it's a beautiful. Yeah. It really is. It's a beautiful, beautiful picture of you.
Thank you.
And, you know, it's not like too Hollywood. And it's a down to earth. And it's just it really is. It captures your energy. It captures your essence, your personality. Aww. It's really a beautiful, beautiful picture. And every time I look at your picture of that picture, I'm like very proud of you.
Thank you.
I'm very sincere. It's a beautiful, beautiful picture.
That is so sweet of you to say that.
Every single time somebody compliments me on my picture, I always say, thank God for trick photography.
Well, that's what I'm thinking right now.
No. And the thing is, it's like, you know, for everybody who wants to take a really good picture of themselves, like if you have to take a lot of pictures, or for whatever reason, it could be acting, modeling, or any other purpose for business. If you want to go into a studio and take a good picture of yourself, what helps me is if you play music in the background, all right, and you're listening to the music while the photographer is taking your picture, your energy is going to come out.
This is true.
And it shows in the camera. So it's really a great way. And I found that out through a photographer friend of mine.
Really?
And so he just started playing. He says, Art, what's your favorite music? He made sure it was there. He played it, and I loved listening to it, and
well,
he captured
your inner essence came out.
Yeah, captured me perfectly, and it's really cool.
And for you girls who don't want to look fat-faced in pictures, take your cell phone and place it above your head and take the snapshot from above.
Or tell the photographer to take it from above.
Well, if you don't have a photographer on hand and you want to give a selfie or send a selfie.
Oh, a good selfie?
Yeah. You go a little bit higher than your face. It's a secret. Yeah. He shouldn't even hear, girls.
Yeah.
But you always look nice. You look thin.
Yeah, don't show that puckered lip look.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
the plunger
God.
Face. My granddaughter does the plunger face.
Oh,
what
my
that?
God.
I can't take it.
It looked like you were sucking grapes through your lips. That was so funny. That was a great picture for laughs.
I know.
But our topic for the weekend, and we know we have a wonderful caller all the way from Pennsylvania, so please hold on tightly. There is a what are we going to talk about? We were going to talk about the labor of love and also just labor. And are you doing what you love to do, or are you doing it out of obligation? And the same thing with relationship. Are you there because out of just obligation, or are you there that you love to be in your relationship? And sometimes, even though the circumstances aren't the greatest and you're still, you know, in your circumstance with your job or with your personal relationship, doing it, you know, labor of love, that's, you know, yes, it's hard work and stuff, but if you love the person or you love the people you're working with, then it's effortless. It's, you know, it's a pleasure. But when you're just doing labor and your job is a job or your relationship is too much work, then it's like, you know, you have to reevaluate yourself. How did you, you know?
And do you know the difference?
Let me tell you something. I don't know anybody who's more labor of love than Sky right here. You might be as much as her, but nobody's more than her from all what you had to endure in life and what she's done for her family and to stick things through and stuff like that. When I tell people, I speak extremely highly of you.
Thank
and
you,
she is
Laura.
An amazing person, and you are a a good inspirational
really?
Person in many ways. Not in all ways, in many ways. No, but when it comes to the labor of love,
thank you.
I mean, she really goes above, Sky goes above and beyond. I'm practicing for your eulogy many years.
Thank now. You so much.
You know, I got to write this
so
stuff.
Special.
I have to re-listen to our show just so I can write down all these beautiful things.
I feel like I'm dying.
No, it would just come naturally to me, though. That's it.
That's very sweet of you to say those things. I feel the same way about you.
Yeah?
Yeah, I do.
All right, thanks.
You're an inspiration to me, and I'll tell you why. Because you're always so truthful and honest. And I like that. I love that about you. Like you, what you see is what you get. Mm-hmm. And there's no beating around the bush, and you never have to think twice. And those are the kind of people that I love. People like Artie, where you don't have to worry that, what is he saying? What am I reading between the lines? And what? No, it's no crap. Whatever he says, and you got to really love that and appreciate that because this is who you are. And I appreciate that.
Thank you.
I love that about you. And you're very kind. You're very sensitive and kind. And I love that too. You know, sometimes I forget the things that he remembers. And when he remembers them, I go, oh my God, where is my brains? I mean, like.
Well, everyone has a different perspective.
It's like together we make a good person.
Yeah, exactly. You take the best of her qualities and the best of my person. You have perfection.
We have Gandhi.
Right. There you go. There you go. Gandhi and then who else is it? Mandela. Oh, I don't know.
Mother Teresa.
Yeah, Mother Teresa. There you go. We're putting ourselves with the great as
I'm going to get over this because my head's swelling. I don't know about yours.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Some people are probably saying, you know, you guys are making me sick.
I know.
Stop telling you.
No, but this is the truth. This is the truth. This is not belonging.
It's very important to tell people the truth. It's not so much as what you say. It's how you say it.
Okay.
And I'm very, very conscientious about knowing how to tell the truth to somebody. And I use a lot of analogies and metaphors to get my point across. And so that's how I go about, you know, explaining about what it is I have to say to people. But I do come out with the truth, but it's very important for me to have them feel what I'm going through or what my intentions are. We're going to talk more about this, and we're also going to take the caller that's coming in. So, and we have another one coming in from New Jersey. All right, everybody, stick around because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
The shark, babe, has such teeth, dear, and it shows them pearly white, just a jack.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
This is Lynn Brown from the show Winning at the Game of Life. Listen, it's time to enrich your money stories and open your path to all that you desire. We all have limiting beliefs which we accumulate from our life experiences, ancestors, and past lives. These beliefs block our ability to receive the unlimited flow of abundance that the universe is constantly offering to us. Why are we so emotionally caught up on the word money? It's only one of the many forms of abundance. I'm excited to uncover your unique stories and limiting beliefs around money and abundance, as well as give you tools to release them from your space. It's time to invest in yourself. You deserve everything you ever imagined and more. Call me to schedule a reading at 844-B-INTUIT. Or RUINTUIT.com.
Lynn was very accurate, and she was so clear in explaining everything to me. I highly recommend Lynn to all of you.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Welcome back, everybody, to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel.
That's awesome. Don't go away. We got some more good stuff for you, I'm telling you. So right now we have a wonderful person all the way from PA, which is only a hop, skip, and a jump from us. Well, actually, depending what part of Pennsylvania. Hey, Sonia, how you doing, honey?
I'm doing good. How you doing, Artie?
I'm doing good. What's cooking? What is it that you would like? Have you been having a temperature at all? Be careful of your health, because I keep seeing a temperature. I keep on seeing your temperature going up a little bit. So
yeah, I'm not going out unless I have to, because it's so cold outside. So I'm just gonna, you know, wait until the cold passes. But I don't be venturing out a lot.
Yeah, I'm a little concerned about the poop shoot also, seriously, around your butt.
No.
So.
Okay.
I'm telling you, it's the truth. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. How you doing, sweetheart? What can we do for you today? You have any concerns or anything that you'd like to know?
Yeah, actually, I wanted to ask, I'm currently looking for work. And I just wanted to see, because then I was laid out from my job in December, and I've been looking ever since. And I even have my resume revamped and my LinkedIn profile revamped, new photo, all the nine yards. And yesterday, I saw a position that struck my interest, and I applied. And it turns out it's a recruiting company, and they call me back, and they're like, you know, send us your resume. And it turns out it's a pharmaceutical company, just exactly what I'm looking for, because I'm trying to get into pharmaceutical medical. And it's a company in New Jersey, and I applied. So, but you know, I haven't heard back anything, you know, so far. It is a contract position, 6 months, but it doesn't matter, because I figure they told me it could turn permanent. So that's why I'm like, you know, let me give it a shot, because if they really like you, they could hire you. But it told me that it could take, you know, 48 hours for them to answer. So I don't know if you see anything with this job. Would this pharmaceutical company wanted to interview with me, or are they just going to pass? And yeah.
Well, you know something? When you started to speak, I saw you handing a white paper to someone. And then I kept seeing you handing out more papers. So I believe that's my way of my angels telling me not to just be complacent and to continue to go out and put your resume in other places. Now, I'm not saying that this job will not call you, but I just would not put all my eggs in one basket at this particular time. There are
I'm not doing that. Yeah.
Okay, great. I feel as though they're going to call you back mm-hmm. for a second interview if they haven't already.
What's that?
I feel they're going to call you in. Have you already taken an interview yet?
No, that's what I'm trying to tell you. All they have is my resume. Like I said, this is not the only job that I applied for. I applied for many jobs. I was laid off since December, and I've been putting out applications, and but this was through a recruiter. But no, they haven't told me anything. They haven't told the recruiter anything yet. I haven't even gone to the first interview, nothing.
Have you gone for an interview at either a book company or a publisher or something that has to do with a newspaper?
No, I haven't had any interviews so far.
All right. Have you placed your resume with a publisher or something that has to do with reading or papers or books?
I mean, I've applied to things without knowing the industry. I haven't heard back, but so I don't know. Like I said, I applied to tons of jobs, you know, a lot.
Let me ask you something. What would you say your strongest forte is?
I'm very good with, working with people. I'm good at organizing. I'm also work with computers. I mean, that's what I went to school for, information science and technology.
Okay, want to know something? When you're working with, because you know, Sky and I have a very good friend who worked for a pharmaceutical company, and she didn't sell anything that had to do with pharmaceuticals. And I have a feeling from what Sky was saying and from what you just told me that you're going to actually end up doing some work as far as gathering information for a company.
Mm-hmm.
All right, within house. Or to give off to their clients. And but unfortunately, this kind of a solid job, I clearly hear 6 months as far as this rock solid job. You might have to get a job until you get the kind of job that you want.
Yeah, but I'm not also even getting like that, Artie.
I also feel like the job that you were leaving, they do a lot of trash talk. There's a lot of talking and stabbing behind the back.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. I mean, like I said, they laid me off, you know, they treated me like a dog. Literally.
Yeah, there's a lot of trash talk going on, and that's what, you know, those kind of people. So I'm really happy for you that you kind of like backed off from there and are stepping up your game. But unfortunately, like I said, this job that I'm seeing is probably going to – I hear in my head like within – hopefully within 6 months. Hopefully it's within 6 weeks. That's what we pray for you.
Right.
That it's shorter, it's sooner than later. But while Sky was talking to you, I kept hearing 6 months.
And I totally agree with Artie. I see you at a place where you're doing information or gathering information for like books or newspaper or some
like
kind
newsletter.
Of
newsletter.
Yes.
Newsletter,
yes.
Magazine and stuff.
Right.
Like that.
We're both getting the exact same thing. So, I mean, you could take that property to the bank. I mean, we could always be wrong, but. It's both of us. Please.
And no, but I feel like you could also be interviewing other people, like whoever, you know, whether it be within that company or the people who they do business with or whatever, but you're going to be interviewing, you're going to end up interviewing people, you know, gathering information, you know, it's like a Barbara Walters, but within house and for this company's benefit. So, and I think that you show beautifully in the way that you come across. So it's very important that you dress like very professional business-like, but yet show that you have like a sexy class appeal about yourself. Classy, sexy, but business. And that's how you're going to get this job, because not only are you going to be speaking elegantly, but you're also going to be showing yourself very well. So this is what I see.
I agree with Artie, and I also feel that one of your strong points that they're going to take into consideration is you being bilingual. Are you bilingual?
Oh, yeah. I don't even know how you picked that up. Yes, I am. I speak Spanish.
Okay. I feel as though one of your assets and your attributes to this new company that you're going to be hired by is your ability to be bilingual.
Okay, so you feel it would not be in the pharmaceutical medical industry, so I should stop applying those type of jobs? It's going to be something different?
No, apply to everything, sweetheart. Right. Apply everywhere, you know, because there's always greater chance in numbers, okay? But what Artie and I are both seeing you doing is not so much in pharmaceutical or in pharmaceutical, but maybe in HR. You know, maybe in the HR aspect of it. I know that your being bilingual is going to be a very big factor in them hiring you. Like Artie said, you're going to be working with people. So I'm kind of leaning towards a company, even the pharmaceutical company possibility, where you're going to be working with a lot of paper. And I, you know what I really feel, though? I do feel that the company that's going to hire you has something to do with books. I really feel that.
We have a friend that works for a car company, and she's not a mechanic. She doesn't sell cars. She's not a salesperson. But what she did was she got hired as a photographer for this one organization, this one fellow who owns a lot of car companies and, you know, car showcases. And she was hired as a photographer. And, you know, that was her gift. And so this is why they hired her. It's not because of anything that has to do with cars itself. And I have a feeling you're going to fall under the same category where you have a particular gift for writing or for getting the point across or for interviewing other people. And this is what they're going to hire you for. And it was a great pleasure sharing time with you. And we wish you the best of luck. And
Absolutely. Do
not stop trying for everybody, anybody or anything. So also possibly check out a Canadian company with the French Canadians, because that could also be because, you know, they could, you know, there's a lot of Canadian companies here in America.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're speaking French and that, also write down your resume that you do speak French.
Yes, please.
Right. And that you know, right. And that you understand body language.
Another, thank you so much.
It was a pleasure speaking with you.
Take care, hon.
All right. Thank you.
Yes.
Sky, really quickly before we go to break.
908-500-1474.
That's if you want a private reading from Sky. So Artie and Sky, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
And Answer Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with Clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another week of beautiful Angels and Answers with our beautiful host, Artie Hoffman, and our beautiful hostess,
Sky Siegel. So we were talking about, you know, labor, you know, the labor of love and dealing with obligations. And, you know, it really stinks when you have to remind your partner to do certain things. And then when they do things, you get upset again because you're saying, oh, you're just doing that because I told you to do it. You didn't do it because of on your own recognizance. And some people don't, you know, they just don't get it. You know, it's not who they are. It's not a major priority in their life. You know, unfortunately, a lot of people take their partners for granted. And it's not just love partners. It could be business partners. It could be whatever. And
are you trying to tell me something?
No. No, not at all. Not at all.
I won't be teasing you. You know what I've learned also, and I have run into people like this. You know, when you're like in a large family group and you have a large friend base, and let's say a friend gives you something or does something for you, and you feel obligation to do something back for that person. Mm-hmm. Is it right to feel obligation? I don't.
No.
I don't feel right about that. And is that somebody giving you back something out of that obligation or out of the love of giving you something because they care about you?
You know, it's something, you know, it's interesting that we're talking about this topic because I called up a friend yesterday. I'm not going to mention her name, but I called up a friend yesterday and she has a pattern habit. And this is the habit, and I brought it to her attention, and she is a very kind, warm, loving, generous person, and I have nothing but praise for her character and the way she is. I just, you know, love this friend of mine to death. And I said to her, I said, you know, when you offer somebody something, all right, and for her, it was about negotiating about a price. She did work for somebody, a DJ. And, you know, he says, all right, this is what I'm paying you. I'm paying you, I don't know. I forgot exactly what it is. It's $300, say, to be, you know, one of the hosts of, you know, of what's that? The person who holds mic, the host, the whatever.
What do they call that guy?
MC.
An MC.
Right. Yes. An MC. So anyway, so she's an MC, 300. And it turned out that she didn't work as long as agreed upon. She worked maybe a few hours less or whatever. And she says, oh, you don't have to pay me for this. Just pay me for that because I really didn't work the full amount and stuff. Now he says, okay. And so he gave her what she asked for.
Right.
And so she got upset with him because he didn't counter offer and say, well, no, that's okay. You deserve it. You were wonderful. Here you go.
Well, that's silly.
So I said, well, and that's not right. Number one, you never cut down your worth.
Absolutely.
You should never cut down your worth. And it's nice that, you know, she's trying to come off as being sincere and honest and sweet, and she is. And then another time she was
– Well, wait a minute now.
What?
Was she so sincere, honest, and sweet if she was waiting for him to give to say, well, no, here's the money because you're very worth it.
Right.
So there you go.
Right,
that's
exactly.
Not really
and
being sincere.
Right. And so she did this again with a friend of hers about, you know, should she stay or should she go, you know, because it was cold outside. I'm not even going to get in detail with it all. But the bottom line is what I said to her, I said, if you are being genuine with your heart and with your offer, then don't expect anything back in return from them.
Right.
Because don't look for them to out-nice you.
Right.
When you are offering a deal to somebody, don't wait for them to say, oh, no, that's okay. Because, you know, there are a lot of people who would say, oh, thanks, right, and just take it and that's it.
Exactly.
Not like, oh, no, you deserve this and stuff. You know, don't play that game.
Right.
That means your offer is not genuine. Your offer is with conditions.
Correct.
And she ends up getting upset with them.
No.
Not realizing what she's doing. But this is actually a pattern habit in her life. And, you know, also a lot of people have a hard time receiving. They're good at giving.
That's me.
But they have a hard time receiving.
That's me. I have to be honest.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Except from Richie.
Really?
I can receive anything from him. In fact, if you're listening, hon, I need some jewelry.
No, she doesn't. She'll make her own.
That's true.
This piece of crap? Oh, I can do better than that. You know? What else are you spending your money on?
Well, he doesn't know it, but he bought me a pair of Uggs the other day. I hope he's not listening.
Did you just say thank you? Say thank you. Thank
I
you,
did. Richard. I said it to him when I was sleeping last night.
Yeah.
I said, honey, thank you so much for those beautiful Uggs you bought me. And they're my perfect color, black.
Yeah.
And he went like this. I knew he was happy.
He was happy. That's the call of the wild for I'm very happy for you.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, I told you. I said, I made Richie step up his game with you because when I gave you the flowers and when I gave you, I forgot what else I gave you. And he says, oh, God, Artie cannot outdo me. I've been with this girl too long. I'm not going to lose it to this little run. I'm going to go out and get you a car.
I know. I
so, he, so, his, so her wonderful husband ends up buying her, a Jaguar?
Yeah,
a
Jaguar.
Wow.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah.
It's just beautiful.
Yeah,
thank you, darling.
It
was lovely.
Yes,
I appreciate it.
I love it.
I know. Well, you know what he said to me? I told him that I think that's a little bit out of my league because I really didn't need a Jaguar, honestly.
No, it's not about needing a Jaguar. It's a luxury of life. It's a pleasure.
Well, you know how he put it to me? He says, I want you to be safe. You go around with the kids. You go around with the grandchildren. He says, and this is an extremely safe car. And you know something? I have to agree because, listen, Saturday night when I was in that snow blizzard on the New Jersey Turnpike, there was a button that I was able to press that would stop me from skidding. And every time my car was going to start going into a skid, it went beep, 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 like that. And it corrected itself.
Really?
So I knew to just take a little pressure off the gas pedal and allowed the car to correct itself so that I didn't spin out. And believe me, when you could not see 2 inches in front of you. So you know what?
It was dangerous driving.
It was very dangerous. And that car was really a godsend.
And you too could have this car for $100,000 plus dollars for this cute feature. Who wants the house and the vacation and the diamond ring? No, let's go for the Jaguar that has that special little feature.
That's my new address now. You have a car address. Now I have a car address.
Yeah, no, I'm always in my car. I swear to God, I spend more time in my car than any of my residences.
So do I.
When I say residences, I have a place where I live with my wife and kid, and then I have a place where my home office is as far as where I do my readings. And between everything, my second address is my
third
car.
Address.
My third address. No, but it is. It's my second address, actually. And I have no problem sleeping in it, too. There are times where when I pull over, you know, if I'm having a late night party or if I'm coming home late from someplace, I call Charity and I'm saying, I'm out. You know, I'll go to sleep. I have no problem sleeping anywhere.
That is so smart to do. So smart.
In what respect?
In the respect of, I would rather see you pull over and go to sleep than get into an accident.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But on Saturday, we had picked up some friends of ours, and they were in awe of the back seat because there's nothing that that back seat is missing. There is heated seats, and when you go in there and you look in front of you, the driver's side seat and the passenger seat has desks that come down.
Don't ask. Oh, my God.
Yes. Isn't that crazy? With a light. Who the heck needs a desk in the back seat, really?
Does it come with James Bond's phone number?
I mean, come on. It's a beautiful feature for the kids if they want to color. But then again, you have to ask yourself, do you want markers or crayons in that car while you're driving, even though you do have a table? Each passenger in the back seat has their own little table to put down, to write a letter, or to sign contracts.
You too could have this special feature for $130,000+.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.
Join the Pacific Northwest EFT Tappers at the 5th Annual Tappers Gathering, March 14th at Bastyr University, and have a chance to meet EFT founder Gary Craig. This event raises money for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. Bring your cards and information for a full day of networking and inspiration. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com. Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's T-H-E-D-R-PatShow.com for listening times in your area.
Sky Siegel, co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more, and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.